Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden and Vice President Harris have driven a bold agenda for progress and for justice.
President Joe Biden signed multiple actions as part of his plan to combat climate change, a plan that he pitched Eisenhower or FDR style, tying it directly to the goal of creating new jobs.
It doesn't make any sense how, at the stroke of a pen, me, my buddies, all of us, we lost our jobs, probably won't be able to make next month's mortgage. It doesn't make any sense. How?
Did you consider the ramifications of your actions?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'll circle back if there's more I can share with you, but I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey. I'll have to just circle back.
All of a sudden, I'm feeling dizzy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
One last text before we get into what our next topic is. 603, you know what blows my mind? My son is in New Hampshire State Prison. He and his roommates get stimulus checks. Aren't we already paying for these people? I didn't know about that. I know sometimes they're on food stamps and temporary assistance to needy families. I didn't know about the stimulus checks. All right, we haven't done one since October, but now it's time for the Howie Carr Show Death Pool.
And now we attempt to determine who won't be coming down for breakfast in the near future. It's the Howie Carr Death Pool.
You know how it works. We ask you who is going to be the next celebrity to shed his or her mortal coil. The winner, so to speak, in October was John McCain's mother. She shed her mortal coil, passed on to a better life, stopped coming down for breakfast at the age of 108, I believe. So now we have a new death pool, and sometimes as the hour goes on, we take a lot of calls in a death pool. You will get on the line with me, and you will find out that your selection has already been picked. But that's no reason to get flustered and hang up and think to yourself you can't think of somebody. Just say, Howie, how about a quick pick? Because I've got in my hand here several pages of quick picks, and these are really good selections. So don't worry if your nominee has already been selected. You have the wild cards to choose from. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And again, we'll be doing this all hour long. And tomorrow night at this time, we'll be having Dr. Matt the Vet on. He hasn't been on for a while. And I know people want a little bit of change of pace from this relentless drumbeat of grim news, both nationally and locally. Jay from Chelsea, the world is your oyster, Jay. Who do you pick for the death pool?
I choose Norman Lloyd.
Norman Lloyd? He's in the prime of his youth. He's only, 104 years old?
I heard he took up skydiving.
He's the last of the old silent film guys, I believe. You know, there's nobody left. Thank you, Jay. 106 years old. I was reading this a review of a book, The Parade's Gone By, about the silent film stars. It was written in 68, when there were still a lot of them around. There's not too many left now. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, I will take Bob Barker.
Bob Barker. He's in his 90s. He's 97. I got him. He was on my quick pick list. Yes, he is. I haven't heard much about Bob lately. Thank you. You've got him. That's a good pick. Barry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barry.
I picked Joyce Randolph, who played Trixie Norton on The Honeymooners. She's 96.
She's the last survivor of the Honeymooners. Yep, 96 years old, just like Tina Louise is the last survivor of the Gilligan's Island cast. Dawn Wells has passed on.
Tough to keep track of all these sitcom stars from 50 years ago.
I know, especially when there's only one left in most of these shows now, you know. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Hey, Howie. Hey, Western Mass representative here. I'm letting you know my pick. This time I got to go with the writer phase here, going with the mouse and the motorcycle, Beverly Cleary. I think the mouse is going to take a little hiatus.
Another centenarian, I guess you call him. 104 years young, Beverly Cleary. Thank you. Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
Hi, Howie. May I have Gloria Henry, please? That's Dennis the Menace's mother.
Really? Dennis the Menace's mother is still alive? How old is she?
Yes.
97.
And she's made recent appearances, I guess. I just double-checked to see if she was still with us. But she was very pretty back then in the 60s.
No, I remember what she looked like. And, you know, Mr. Wilson died like almost 60 years ago. Joseph Kearns, I still hear him on some of those old radio shows that I listen to. Mr. Wilson. But he's gone. But, wow, I can't believe Mrs. Dennis the Menace's mother is still around. You've got her. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, am I allowed to pick Joe Biden? I'm wondering, is he all there, or how would we know when he goes away?
I think he'll be around for a while, Paul.
A memorandum reversed my predecessor's attack on women's health. Excuse me.
Pay no attention to that cough. Pay no attention to that cough, Paul. You've got Joe Biden. Thanks. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
I'd like to pick Larry Storch from Fort Courage.
Larry Storch, 98 years old. There's probably a couple of those guys left. Who was the lieutenant? Is he still around, the lieutenant?
I don't think they had a lieutenant. It was Captain Parmenter and then...
Oh, that's it. That's it. Parmenter. Parmenter, I'm sorry. Is he still around?
Ken Berry passed away a while back.
Then maybe they're down to the last one, too. Wow. And Calamity Jane has passed on, too, I believe, hasn't she?
Ellen Patterson, many years ago.
Yeah. So they're pretty much all gone, I guess, except for Larry Storch, hanging in there at 98. Corporal Agarn. 844-500-4242. Shannon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Shannon.
Hi, Howie. How about Senator Patrick Leahy?
Did we ever find out what his ailment was when they took him to the hospital?
I don't know, but I'm thinking it's COVID.
It seems like they took him out of the building in an emergency. COVID kind of comes up slowly on most people, as far as I can see. But you got him, Senator Pat Leaky Leahy. He's going to be the judge. He's going to be a judge and the juror. That's the kind of system we have now in our impeachment trial for the former president of the United States in the second annual Donald J. Trump impeachment extravaganza. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Yes. Hey, Howie.
Hi.
My pick is Tina Louise.
Tina Louise, the last survivor on Gilligan's Island. Who would have thought that she would? How would you think that she would outlive Dawn Wells? I never would have predicted that. Okay, you've got her, Tina Louise. I think she's about 87, something like that. Limerick guy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Limerick guy.
How you doing, Howie?
Good Limerick today, Limerick guy. By the way.
Thanks. I'm going to go with my old favorite there. Preston Blake from Friendly's.
From Friendly's, yeah. How old is he now?
He's 106. He just had a birthday in November. And as I like to say, at 106, he's awful, awful close.
I'll be sad when he goes. I always liked Friendly's ice cream. I didn't like to sit down for a meal because it would usually take about 2 hours to get a cheeseburger plate, but... The ice cream was pretty damn good, is pretty damn good. Thanks for the call, Limerick guy. 844-500-4242. We're going to continue with this when we come back. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing, and this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 is made in America. If you are tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains. Consider Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. Genesis 950 has great customer service. Order 1 gallon direct at genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and a $10 coupon using code Howie. That's genesis950.com. I swear by it, and so does my daughter Carolyn. She doesn't even have pets, but she knows how well it works. Coupon only available for a 1 gallon purchase. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpets. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
No, Officer Mark, you can't get the Keystone XL pipeline in the death pool. Maybe you can get it in the resurrection pool, which we don't have right now. Even Democrat congressmen are trying to resurrect the Keystone XL pipeline because they know what a disaster it's going to be to end that and the oil and gas leases on federal land. Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950. Buy direct and buy from a company that makes their products in the USA. From carpet stains to general cleaning, you need Genesis 950. Use code word Howie and save $10. Genesis950.com. Genesis 950. Much cheaper than replacing your carpet. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you saddened or gladdened by what happened to the hedge funds by way of GameStop's stocks?
I'm gladdened.
92% are gladdened.
How can you not be gladdened? Unless you're Chris Salise at CNN and you blame it on Donald Trump. And, you know, I think Donald Trump, if he did it, is there anything he can't do? Heidi, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Heidi.
Hi. How are you doing? Let's go with Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Hey, he didn't make the inauguration. This was the first time he hasn't made the inauguration, Heidi.
No, he's and now definitely... that he's no longer the worst president ever, he can die in peace.
Oh. Oh, come on. Come on. Well, I guess you're talking about Biden. Biden's bidding fair very early in the game. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
How you doing? How about Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke, age 95. There's another guy from, he's the sole survivor, right? All the rest of them are dead.
And was hard drinking at one time.
Yeah, it was. But I think he's been sober for a pretty long time, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
His brother Jerry went long before him. I don't know if he was a boozer or not. Anyway, thank you, Chris. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Beverly Cleary was chosen with the actuarial tables. I'm going to go with Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh.
That's a good pick. That's a real good pick. What is he? I'm looking here on the sheet. He's in his late 90s, right? 99. He's got a big one coming up, John, a big birthday ahead. Thanks for the call. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, I was going to take Prince Philip, so I'll go with Plan B. How about former Secretary of State George Shultz? He's a little bit older than Prince Philip.
Really? I thought you were going to go with Henry Kissinger as a former Secretary of State, but he seems to be in pretty good condition, at least mentally. All right, you've got him, George Shultz, the former Secretary of State. Alden, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alden.
Hey, I miss Jimmy Carter, but I'll take Rosalind Carter, his wife.
I interviewed her once on the show. I interviewed Jimmy Carter on the street outside the Winston-Salem Journal. So I guess I interviewed both of them, and now they're both in the death pool. Small world, isn't it? Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie, thank you for taking the call. I would like to take Harry Reid.
Harry Reid? Is he having another problem in his with his exercise equipment in his bathroom?
I think he's got a different black eye, but, it's, he really deserves it.
He's getting up there, Peter. There you go. 781 says, you're not kidding about waiting 2 hours for a cheeseburger at Friendly's. I do DoorDash, and the kitchen is always behind. Because of COVID, we have to wait outside by the takeout window. Not fun in sub-zero temperatures. They were good cheeseburgers. It's just that I don't understand why the service was so slow at Friendly's. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Mr. Carr.
Yes.
I can't believe someone took Joyce Randolph, so I'll have to go with Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka, is he in tough shape?
I hung up, but last time I saw Mike Ditka, he was not looking great.
Really? Okay. 844-500-4242. I just lost my call screener here, Taylor. What happened? Not again. I thought we had upgraded the line since the last death pool. They're popping up again. Okay, 844-500-4242. Let's listen. Let's play another Joy Reid cut while we reboot the death pool. Cut 12.
Today, President Joe Biden signed multiple actions as part of his plan to combat climate change, a plan that he pitched Eisenhower or FDR style, tying it directly to the goal of creating new jobs. The actions include elevating climate change to a national security priority, suspending new leases for natural gas and oil development on federal lands and water, and directing the government to rely on science. Think about that in their decision making. It's a 180-degree turn from the science-denying previous administration, which rolled back more than 100 environmental protections, directly damaging the planet.
Directly damaging the planet. Can we have some direct evidence of that, Joy Reid? I mean, you can say that, but don't we have to know whether or not it's really true? Directly damaging the planet. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. By the way, we still have some of our cheap bastard deals left from today for ProClean Auto Wash. They're all over the place. They're in Chelmsford, Marlboro, Pepperell, Westford, Millis, Devens, Franklin, Randolph, and Westboro, and one other place that I forgot. And you can go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. You can get a $50 gift card to ProClean Auto Wash. They have touch-free and soft-touch wash options, self-serve vacuum, and car care vending. They have all kinds of stuff. And you're going to need, after these storms and cold, you're going to need to get your car clean, or you can just give this as a Valentine's present to your spouse. It's a $50 gift card to ProClean Auto Wash for just $25. And you go to HowieCarshow.com, and click on store, and you can check it out. And it's a great deal. It's a great deal. 844-500-4242. We're gonna try to get the phone lines back up. And if we don't, we'll just move on to something else. And I guess we'll leave this death pool intact. But we'll try to get it back up. I'm keeping my fingers crossed here. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're still trying to get our alliance back. And this is a different problem than we had the last time we had a death pool. Apparently, this is all just the lines all went out together. But obviously, it's got to be connected to an overload of something or other in the system, because it never happened since the last death pool. And now there's a new death pool, and the lines are all down again. So we're going to try to get them back, but otherwise, we're just going to stick with this. We've got about, I'd say about 25 contestants already. We'll have a winner soon enough. 844-500-4242. Jim from Orlando says, I was a manager for Friendly's in Western Mass for 11 years. You obviously never went to one of my shops. But most people agree with us that the service was pretty damn slow. 339 says, I love a Swiss patty melt at Friendly's and a fribble. That's a like a milkshake. 844-500-4242. Is another 978. Friendly's had the fribble. I agree. Friendly's always had great food products, but terrible speed and service. That was I liked Friendly's. It's just, you know, especially you like to bring your kids there, and you know, who wants to sit? Daddy, when's the sandwich coming? Can I have some ice cream while I'm waiting for my Swiss patty melt? No, kid, you can't. Next time we'll go to someplace a little quicker. All right, 844-500-4242. Can we play the Cuomo flashback of another? Speaking of governors who have the slogan "The buck doesn't stop here," Andrew Cuomo. I guess he is the ultimate. That's what he should have called his book, his best-selling tome. The buck doesn't stop here, by Governor Andrew Cuomo. So he's not responsible for nursing home deaths. Cut 15.
We had more people die than any other state. That's a fact. The reason that happened was because we had the virus coming from Europe when the federal government told us the virus was coming from China. And we had no screening on people coming from Europe. Now, the federal government just missed that. But yes, more people died in nursing homes in New York, but more people died in nursing homes in every state. It attacked the older people in congregate settings, and those were nursing homes.
So many people died in nursing homes that it turns out that Andrew Cuomo was, as many people like Janice Dean, the Fox News meteorologist, like many legislators of both parties in Albany, said, he was lying about how many people died in nursing homes. And today there's a report out from the woke attorney general of the Empire State, Letitia James, found that mismanagement and longstanding problems in the private care business turned nursing homes into COVID death traps. Governor Andrew Cuomo's health department underestimated the number of New Yorkers who died in nursing homes during the early days of the panic by more than 50%. By more than 50%. As the facility struggled to properly isolate and treat residents amid a state order that they not turn away COVID-19 patients. Although he was begged to rescind that order because the administrators who were talking to the, not to the experts, but to the medical doctors and the nurses, knew that it would be a catastrophe for the elderly patients if they put the COVID-19 positive patients in. But he actually threatened the nursing home administrators if they didn't take the COVID-19 patients back in. I wonder if Fredo Cuomo will be talking about this at all tonight on his wretched program on CNN. Lawmakers and nursing home advocates alike have been critical of the Cuomo administration's virus-related policies governing nursing home protocols, specifically a now infamous March 25th order that barred homes from turning away COVID-positive individuals. As part of the report, the Attorney General surveyed 62 nursing homes across the state and found that 1,914 residents from those facilities either died there or nearby hospitals after testing positive or exhibiting symptoms. That figure was 56% higher than the numbers those facilities published by the State Department of Health, which only published the number of people who passed away while still at the nursing homes at the time of their deaths, not those who were subsequently taken to a hospital and died there. So if the same undercount is applicable across the state, which it would seem to be, it would push the current number of nursing home deaths from the current tally of 8,700 to more than 13,000. The Attorney General's report shows that nursing homes were even deadlier than previously thought, potentially accounting for nearly one in every three coronavirus fatalities in the state. And, you know, the thing is, once again, the New York Times didn't cover the whole nursing home disaster story. They may have mentioned it, but they didn't play it up like the New York Post did. Just the same way with the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, the old gray lady. You know, they were too busy making up stories about the terrorists in Canada who were in ISIS chopping off heads, the Caliphate, their discredited podcast. Or they were too busy writing these chummy editorials to Joe Biden, like the one today. The headline was, "Ease up on the executive orders, Joe." Joe? Did they ever say ease up on the executive orders, Don? Don? No, I don't think they did. 844-500-4242. Cuomo's gotten a total pass. So's Charlie Baker. You know, that's I wrote a column. It's on the Herald website now. You can read it now if you're a subscriber. I hate to say, but you can read it tomorrow on our website. And I just pointed out that all of a year's worth of BS, Charlie Parker as hero on all the local TV stations and the Boston Globe, but even to a degree the Boston Herald, they just portrayed this thing as totally on the level. You know, every day there would be these apocalyptic headlines. 7,287 more cases, 62 hospitalizations, 3 dead. And you'd say to yourself, well, if there's so many cases being reported, why aren't there more hospitalizations? Why aren't there more deaths? And again, the disease was deadly, is deadly to the very, very elderly, to the very, very infirm, but to most people, it's not. However, you know, it was portrayed by the local TV stations. It just became a fallback. I mean, they were running with press releases every afternoon, but they were treating them like it was real news. And they wonder why people lose faith in the media. But the problem is that a certain number of low-info voters believed it. It's like Abraham Lincoln used to say, you can fool some of the people all of the time. So Charlie Parker is promoting this. This is the worst thing to hit humankind since the Black Death. And then he announces that they've got this vaccine program that's going to be rolled out. And all the people that he's frightened for a year, he's got them hiding in their houses. A lot of these people, older people, I know one or two of them, they won't come out of their house.
Sorry.
For a year. And so then he says, now you can get a vaccine to save your life. And guess what happens when they go to the website? They can't get through. They can't get through. It's totally screwed up. And all he's doing is going on TV, and they're watching this crap every afternoon. And he's talking, we have the shared streets program, and it's so good. You can eat food from the restaurant out on the street and have a good time. Could you have a good time the last couple of days, Charlie, when it was snowing, when it was below freezing at the height of the day? Oh, the shared street, it works great. And so now, all of a sudden, the facade is over. WGBH is going after him. The Boston Globe. I wonder about the TV stations. Do you think they've abandoned their hero, Governor Charlie Parker, Tal Duval? And of course, you know, he can't blame it on the federal. He can't really blame it on the federal government anymore because his hero, Joe Biden, is now the president. You know, it was easy to blame Orange Man Bad, but they got all these vaccinations. And you know, when they rate the states in terms of vaccine rollout, what they're rating them on is how many doses they've got and how many doses they've administered. So Massachusetts just isn't getting the job done. So he keeps, I've been speaking to the experts in the community, and all those folks tell me we're doing a wonderful job, and we're going to be ready to go.
There's a and lot so of today stink he's saying, here.
He's, today he's saying, hey, give me till next week to set up the hotline number. Till next week? I was talking to a guy today. He said he gets up at like dawn because he's got a 92-year-old father, and he's trying to get him hooked up for a vaccination, and he can't do it. And Charlie Parker is talking about what a great job he did. He, again, twice during the state address on Tuesday night, he bragged about how Massachusetts health care is the envy of the nation. I got the exact quote in my column here. Let me pull it up here. What is it? It's the rolling rollout here. Let's see. We have always been a national leader in healthcare. The healthcare system in Massachusetts is the envy of the world. So that was Tuesday night. So today, they're calling it a debacle. A debacle. They can't get the people who need the vaccinations inoculated. They can't get them the shots. They can't get them the doses. It's a total disaster. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says, my hate-o-meter for Parker is totally spiked. What a turd. 508, sounds like the registry. It does. It also sounds like the state police, doesn't it? It's just, it's a fiasco. And he's not going to take any responsibility for it because he never does. 844-500-4242. 207 says they were against the vaccine before they were for it. That's a good way to put it, too, remember? Well, I don't think he was as blatant as Cuomo or Kamala Harris saying they don't trust the vaccine. But now they're now the vaccine they didn't trust, they're demanding that more be delivered to their states because the blue state governors just can't handle it. They can't handle the rollout. They're not competent enough. And they're ripping Ron DeSantis, and there are no such problems down here. There may be a few delays scattered here and there, but most people that are getting want the vaccination are getting it down here. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Well, we usually have six lines, I guess. And we've got two of them back. Can somebody shout amen? So we'll take the call. We'll continue with the truncated Chump line, and in the meantime, as we reload the lines after I take each call, I'll read some of the text messages. And again, you can always text us if you can't get through on the line. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Who do you want in the death pool?
Good evening, Howie. I'm going with Julie Newmar, age 87.
Boy, we've got a lot of 60s TV stars in here. The few remaining ones that are left, they have a disproportionate number of the entries tonight. My Living Doll Frank, right?
Yes, sir. And the Catwoman on Batman with Adam West.
That's
the original Catwoman.
That's right. Okay, you've got it, Frank. You've got Julie Newmar.
We've got a third line back.
Praise the Lord.
Keep those prayers rolling in, folks.
And keep the love offerings rolling in along with them prayers. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Praise the Lord, Howie. Listen to Alan Greenspan. That's who I pick.
Alan Greenspan, you mean Mr. Andrea Mitchell?
His bubble's going to burst soon.
All right, you got it. 844-500-4242. They're all coming back. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Yes.
Who do you want?
John McIsaac.
John McIsaac. Is he the guy that did the laptop repair for Hunter?
Hunter's laptop, yep.
You're such a cynic, Jay. You're such a cynic. John McIsaac, he posted a video or on Twitter or Facebook somewhere saying that he was not a Russian spy. 844-500-4242-978 says, just signed up my dad for the COVID vaccine online. The appointment's for February 13th. They ask for your insurance card, but there's an option stating no insurance if you aren't covered. What happened to the censure Parker vote? They postponed it. I don't think they had quite enough votes. They were a couple of votes shy, so they postponed it. 978, my Moonbat neighbor thinks the vaccination issue in Massachusetts is Trump's fault. Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
The phone system for the Howie Carr show?
Diane Feinstein?
Diane Feinstein.
You know she just filed to run for re-election in 2024.
She's amazing, isn't she? Or something.
She's like the Energizer Bunny or the Timex Timex watch. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Exactly.
617. It's about time you called out the local news media. They are the genesis of this brainwashing. If you're going to attack politicians at the local level to eventually get to the top, you've got to start with the local news media. 457, 25, and NBC 10. I can't even watch Maria Stefanos anymore. Channel 5 is a disgrace. I would say, you know, it's like these numbers coming out every day, and they're totally unconnected to reality. I mean, as soon as Biden was inaugurated, they changed how many cycles they run for the test. They pushed it down so that they wouldn't get these ridiculous numbers every day. But they had to use them when Trump was president, even after he had conceded. And they went with these huge numbers every afternoon, like they were real. And it was like these reporters were covering ribbon cuttings. They had as much reality or much connection to the news as a ribbon cutting, and they were the lead stories. And the reporters thought they were hot stuff. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.